Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm taking a short break during the holidays from my regular teachings at The Gathering. During the break, I will be sharing newspaper articles I've written on various topics and posted to my blog. You can check out my blog at www.themaxwellminutes.blogspot.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's podcast. Loving difficult people during the holidays. About 30 years ago, I was a busy mother of three running my own business and preparing for the holidays. There just didn't seem to be enough time to get all my shopping done, prepare for holiday travel, and work. To complicate things, I was not real thrilled about where we would be spending Christmas, because quite frankly, there were just difficult people we were going to be around that particular Christmas. I remembered the previous Christmas we went up north. My little girl was about 4 years old, all decked out in her Christmas attire and her big red bow. She was absolutely adorable, and she has such a sweet spirit. One family member, about 6'4", with tattoos all over his body and long uncombed hair, came up to my little girl and picked her up and in a gruff voice said, "I'm Santa Claus." She froze and her eyes got as big as saucers and she looked at me with horror. I quickly walked across the room and comforted her as the relative chuckled and walked around the corner, delighted he had scared a little girl. No, I was not looking forward to the holiday travel with three children and feeling like I had to be on guard the whole time. As I was praying about our upcoming trip, I felt God ask me a question. "Kathleen, if I ask you to go to the mission field this Christmas, would you go?" "Well, yes, Lord, I would," I said excitedly. Then I felt him say, "Prepare your heart and pray for your trip just as you would if I were sending you on a mission trip to a foreign country. I'm sending you to serve and love those you will be around." All of a sudden, I felt humbled and challenged by my trip. My circumstances had not changed, but my perspective had. "God, forgive me and give me your heart for these people," I prayed, "just as I would have if you were sending me abroad on a mission trip." Matthew 1:21 states, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." One of the main reasons Jesus was sent to this world is to love the unlovely. The difficult people are also known as sinners and those who mess up. But really, that is you and me and all of mankind, if you really think about it. Some people are just harder to love than others. We all have them in our lives, and I believe they can help us change and become better people as we choose to love and accept the tough job, just like Jesus did. Jesus was sent to the earth with a tough job. He was sent not only to take away our sins, but to love us just the way we are. When we receive the gift of Jesus, His love, and His forgiveness, we are then to give that love and forgiveness to those around us. 1 John 4:11 says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us." I love this scripture because when we really grasp that God loves us dearly, we get the new job description of loving those around us and we grow in becoming more like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As my attitude about the Christmas trip changed, so did my heart. God wanted to use me as his ambassador, and I am happy to report that it was a great holiday. I looked for ways to serve those that I was around and opportunities to love them. Seeing the trip as a mission field made all the difference in the world to me. The fact that God had handpicked me for this assignment gave me a new purpose that Christmas. I knew God was with me in my assignment, and I was not alone. Matthew 1:23 says, "The virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Having God with us all the time in life is one of the best gifts ever. And as a Christian, I did not realize this for a long time in my life. But when I did, I began to draw on the strength and the friendship Jesus provides. God never gives us an assignment without providing what we need. The key is keeping our heart right. This Christmas, I challenge you to see those difficult relatives and the difficult people in your life as your mission field and love them. Show them the real meaning of Christmas, and don't forget, God is with you. Did you love this podcast? Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost of the podcast. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through real life experiences with Him. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I have chosen not to charge for this podcast, as I know some cannot afford it. And yet I trust God to speak to those that can support the ministry and hope that they will give to help cover the expenses. I ask God to richly bless those that give, and have a very, very Merry Christmas.